Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
The ag tech company AppHarvest reported its first quarter as a publicly traded company after going public via a SPAC back in February. First quarter net sales matching guidance as the company reiterated its revenue outlook for the year. Let's talk about the quarter, the outlook for this certified B Corp business. AppHarvest CEO and founder Jonathan Webb on the phone with us from Kentucky. Jonathan, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, talk to us about the business and how things are going.
Going well, considering we're on the tail end of a global pandemic, but couldn't be more proud of our team here in Kentucky, where our first facility is 2.8 million square feet. We built that facility on time, on budget, and in the middle of a global pandemic, and we hired 500 people to stand up our first operation, and just really proud of our team. And our first quarter is a public company. It was about letting investors know that we're here to deliver on our promises, and we're showing that we're hitting the targets that we're putting out in front of investors.
Well, I got to say, investors seem to be happy since you guys put it out. Looks like the stock is up more than 20% easily. So tell us about the business and what you're seeing in terms of the kind of growth that's out there, and what you are doing to meet all the demand that's out there.
Yeah, so at AppHarvest, we're building some of the world's largest controlled environment agriculture facilities, and we're focused on fruit and vegetable production. First crops we're growing are tomatoes. By Q4 next year, 2022, we'll be growing berries, leafy greens, and vine crops. But the thesis is we have to bring outdoor open field production into controlled environments, and we're targeting bringing a lot of the production that's been pushed down to Mexico, bringing that production back to the U.S. So using 90% less water, getting 30 times yield per acre, and getting the harsh chemical pesticides out. On the demand side, we really cannot build and grow fast enough to meet that demand. The grocers know it. The consumers are demanding it. And we're really proud to be at some of the largest retail outlets just in our first few months of growing. You can find us at Kroger. We're now at Wendy's and Publix, and many of the top 25 grocers are taking our product.
You guys really play into this whole concept of kind of locally farming and then serving the community. That's a big part of what you're doing.
Yeah, we're one of four public benefit corporations that's a B Corp. And what that means is we have high environmental social governance standards. And, part of what we're doing is using technology to grow fruits and vegetables that use far less resources. But the way we're doing it and who we're doing it with is something I'm incredibly proud of. Every employee at AppHarvest makes a living wage. Every employee at AppHarvest has full health care and benefits for their family. And if we want to come out of COVID and say, essential workers are important, well, then every person in food and agriculture should make a living wage and get full benefits. Also, every employee at AppHarvest has ownership in the company. I was told that this was a pretty radical idea in food and agriculture, and the ROI on that investment has been what's radical. We've had nearly 10,000 people apply to work at our company in the middle of COVID.
Wow.
And when you see the labor shortages around the country, we're the polar opposite. We can't go through the applications fast enough. People want to work here, and part of that is showing, yes, we spend a little money on investing in our employees, but treating our employees with dignity and respect has been an incredible ROI on production and productivity here inside the company.
So tell me, you say you provide a living wage. So what are your workers, I guess, on average? I don't know what that always means on average, but what are they making?
Yeah, so we have a really wide range of skill sets here at the company. So we have engineers and computer scientists working on the robotics and AI, and we have plant scientists all the way down to, our cleaning folks and janitorial staff and all the way up to crop care specialists. But, there's a standard living wage in the U.S., and for us, entry level, even off the street, $13 an hour, full benefits, with hitting production targets gets people up to $18 or $20 an hour.
Wow.
So we're where we're at is really, coal country, where if you look at most of the coal mines in the U.S. that shut down, a vast majority of those were in eastern Kentucky and West Virginia. So here we're far above the current wage that's out, and 40% above what's already out on the street around us. So, we're trying to tell people, if they come to work and show up every day, we'll do our best to take care of them if they're coming to work and take care of what we're doing here day to day.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at QuickBooks.com/5APY.
Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Jonathan, you've been talking about the business. So it sounds like there's a lot of demand, and I agree with you that people are looking for food. I know I certainly personally am, in terms of less chemicals, less impact on the environment, healthier ways. I like the idea of kind of more local production. I also like that you guys are doing, you know, impacting people in a tough part of the country and really providing a decent living. How difficult, though, is it to get to profitability? When do you expect to get to profitability?
So each facility we've islanded where we've got a P&L for each facility, and
yeah,
as we ranch each facility up about a year and a half, 2 years in, it gets to about steady state. And then each asset is about a 20 to 25 year life of that asset. So each facility we build will be operating 20 to 25 years. This is under a current environment where prices in agriculture and food generally are pretty suppressed because of where we're currently at. I mean, you look at our competition in Mexico. Is this going to last? Are we going to continue to allow food sold in the U.S. where people in Mexico are getting paid $5 a day, and where in some cases you can find illegal chemical pesticides on that product? I mean, agriculture has such a long way to go to catch up where consumers are demanding and where regulators are pushing. That again, you can make an argument that the prices today are artificially suppressed, and we'll see those prices rise. And that's where, you know, AppHarvest today and under current environment can exceed and do very well. But as those prices rise, you know, we'll do even better because we can compete under the conditions today, and it won't change for us. The other factor on top of all of this too is climate disruption. You look at an open field farmer that has to deal with drought or wildfires or not enough water or water scarcity. 95% of a fruit and vegetable is water, and we run completely on recycled rainwater, which ultimately keeps our costs lower. So again, it's competing today in today's playing field, but then also building a resilient, company that can be not only competitive today, but really stand out 5-10 years from now.
Hey, listen, this is something I've talked about with David Lee, you know, formerly of Impossible Foods, but also at your company, president of the company. You know, we've talked about lighting and the electricity costs. You guys do hybrid lighting. I know you are using the sun, you're using LEDs. Tell us about that component of the equation and how that is going in terms of cost and impact on the environment.
Well, if you look at impact on the environment with agriculture today, you have, you know, harsh chemicals that are degrading our waters, where the UN has predicted we have 60 years left of fertile topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about a statistic that we don't talk about that's completely jarring, is 60 years left. So I'm sitting, again, in coal country, and
right,
you think of agriculture, we're mining nutrients out of the ground, and they're not replenishing. We're in a glass facility that allows us to use sunlight first and only add micromole light from the LED that we need to add that the sun's not adding, running completely on recycled rainwater. Also, being closer to market, reducing that diesel consumption. So if you're looking at a fruit and vegetable coming 2,000 miles from California or Mexico to the East Coast, you know, we get that down to a day drive by where we're at. And lighting is one piece where we have energy, and using the LEDs gets our lighting energy consumption down. But it's really, and we're still working on this, we're working on it with a lot of universities and outside stakeholders, is what is that life cycle analysis in agriculture? There's no one you can really look to get good answers on what are the push points. Energy was very easy to be able to judge on. Here's an example: solar and wind versus fossil fuels. That's very binary. It's, you know, one versus the other. Agriculture is incredibly complex. The U.S. has 40% of our food is wasted and goes to a landfill. So not only is it the inputs, the energy you consume, there's the food waste because of how far we're trucking the food itself. That again, there's, and we're working on this with universities to try to come up with an overall life cycle analysis, but there's nowhere to look. USDA, mm-hmm. no one has done a really good job on saying, here are the environmental benefits of controlled environment ag, here are the drawbacks to open field, here are the opportunities to get better. There's no real one organization to look to, whether that's the UN or the USDA or any other non-governmental organization.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and you go back that 60 years left of farming or soil available for farming. I think that was out in 2014. And it's really kind of shocking. It's a reminder that when it comes to climate change or the impact that we've had on the environment, you've got to break it down into different ways to see how it could potentially impact us. What does it take, though, for you to kind of ramp up on the scale that's needed to feed the United States and potentially feed the world? That this model, what does it need to get there?
Well, we've said this controlled environment agriculture is really the third wave of sustainable infrastructure. 20 years ago, it was renewable energy. 10 years ago, Tesla began to make electric vehicles popular in the mainstream. And then today, it's controlled environment agriculture. And so what is it going to take? It's going to take tens of thousands of acres of indoor production in the U.S. There's a third-party study by Wageningen University that I think said a little over 20,000 acres of production just to bring vine crops back from Mexico. To put that in perspective, our first facility is 60 acres, 2.8 million square feet. So we have to build a lot. But the good thing with the U.S. is when we put our mind to it, we can build really big, really fast, and the U.S. can lead the world in controlled environment agriculture. And we, you know, frankly, after going public and the attention we received, we've already had conversations globally from the Middle East to Southeast Asia, high ranking dignitaries, prime ministers of countries, because they understand there is a real problem with food security. The numbers don't add up.
Yeah.
And these aren't like three lifetimes away. It's 2040, 2050, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now. How do we actually feed our populations?
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Do come back because it's an area that I'm certainly interested in. I know our audience is certainly, so hopefully we can get you back here real soon. Thank you so much. Jonathan Webb, he is AppHarvest CEO and founder, joining us on the phone from Kentucky.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.